Vanderbilt head basketball coach Kevin Stallings. His team in action tonight, 8 o'clock here on The Zone with Kentucky in town. Coach, how are you doing this morning?
Doing fine, Kevin. How are you guys doing?
We are doing well. And coming off the game against Tennessee on Saturday, I heard your interview with Joe Fisher, and you said you didn't like the way your team competed at times during that game, and you said you're going to really put them to work Sunday and Monday. Were you able to get done in practice what you had hoped to accomplish?
Yeah, I think that we were able to raise the intensity bar in practice, and we had a couple of pretty intense days, so hopefully that will carry over to tonight, and we'll play with the kind of intensity that we've been used to seeing from our team all season long, but with some of what was missing on Saturday.
This really hasn't been a problem for this group, has it? I mean, you, regardless of what the outcomes of the games have been, you've seemed pretty happy throughout the year with the effort level and, you know, the attention to detail that these guys have shown, you know, even with a young team that's still, you know, a lot of these guys kind of learning their way in the SEC.
No, I've been pleased with our effort level and how hard we've competed and all of that. I don't think we handled the bye week very well, and I think that had something to do with it. And so hopefully we're back in the routine here. And like I said, we've had a couple of really intense days of preparation, and I hope that shows up tonight.
Kevin, you obviously need a better game out of Jermaine Beal. Just talk about you talked to him at all after the Tennessee game. What are your thoughts about him as he factors into tonight's matchup?
Well, obviously his play is very important to us, as it is every game. And so he's probably playing more minutes than anybody on our team. And obviously that means that he's as important to our success as anybody on our team. So I did talk to him after the game and he just didn't have a good game. He just had a bad day and made some bad decisions. And I think that at times this year, when we've gotten down, I think he thinks that he needs to do too much. And Jermaine just needs to let the game come to him and play the way he's supposed to play, no matter what the score is and that sort of thing. But his play is very critical to our ability to be successful.
Kevin, at the risk of, you know, this sounding like a stupid question, what makes Jody Meek such a good scorer? Is it the way they get him the ball, the way, you know, he gets his shot? What is it?
Well, I think that obviously to be such a good scorer, he has the ability to begin with to put the ball in the basket. So his shooting skills, his shot-making skills are very good. But I think the thing that separates him from most other good scorers is his ability to cut into a shot. He can run full speed and at the point of where he's going to receive the ball and make his play, he can do it on the go, full speed, and then pull up and be on balance. His balance and his cutting ability is just far superior to most any player that you see, and it's really phenomenal. It's fun to watch on tape. It's not fun to have to guard, but it's really fun to watch him play because he's such a good cutter and so fast and so good after he catches the ball.
So, Kevin, how do you kind of go about that tonight? Usually you go boxing one and just tell whoever to stay in his hip pocket, frustrate him. Is that the strategy going into tonight? And if Patterson don't play,
think he's going to tell you?
No, but if Patterson don't play, how much does that change your game plan?
Well, you have to prepare like Patterson's going to play, and that's what we've done. And so, I think relative to Meeks, what I said earlier this week was reminded me of a story I heard when back at ACC Media Day. They asked Dennis Scott one time. Dennis Scott and Brian Oliver had been the the dominant scorers for Georgia Tech. And Kenny Anderson was a freshman then on their team, and I think that those guys were juniors maybe. And they asked Dennis Scott if they thought, if he thought they would see a lot of triangle and twos that year like they had the season before. And he said, when people find out how good Kenny Anderson is, they're going to be playing triangle and three. I think that's what we're going to try tonight on Meek, because we're going to have a triangle and three and just put three guys on him.
A little hockey power play action. Sounds pretty good. And obviously you've got your Janine Edwards speech polished up, don't you?
Well, you know, I thought that one of the things I thought of about trying to figure out whether Patterson was going to play was I was going to call Janine and ask her to call Billy to find out whether Patterson was going to be playing or not.
Yeah, and I'm sure he'd tell her that too. Kevin, you know, just talk about how great the atmosphere is for the Kentucky game, and just how this is, you know, and you know, through the years, traditionally just a great game and one of the best atmospheres you can find at Memorial Gym.
Well, you know, there are always a few special nights each year in Memorial, and typically Kentucky is one of them. And so because of Kentucky's dominance over, you know, the course of time in the SEC, I think that they generally are draw the best crowd and the most excited crowd of the season for most teams, and certainly is the case with us. And so I would expect our gym to be rocking, and hopefully the students will be there and people will be there early and make it a very difficult place to play. It's been interesting because while our crowd numbers have been pretty solid, we haven't had quite the magical atmospheres that we had last year when we were, obviously our record was better, we were more of a factor in the league race and things like that. But I'm certainly hoping that tonight our people will get out there and get after them and help our team.
Does AJ need to have a good game in this situation to maybe cross a certain threshold, you know, playing against a team with a good front line?
Well, AJ played very well against Kentucky here last year, but does AJ need to have a good game? Certainly he does. Again, we're not a team that is so deep in weapons that we can afford for one or two or three guys to be off their game in order to beat good teams. And so, when you start talking about Jermaine and AJ and, you know, guys like Jeff Taylor and Brad Tensley, I mean, the guys that have become our main scorers, those guys need to be on their games, and hopefully they will be.
Yeah, you talked about the crowd and the atmosphere, and you got your hands full coaching a game always, but do you notice from time to time different things that student sections do, you know, whether it's on the home floor or on the road somewhere?
I don't notice too much about what goes on in student sections, you're right, I've got my hands full coaching and taking my patient pills with our basketball team. So I don't notice too much what's going on. I was, like I said, I've been hopeful that our students will really show up for this game and be a factor in this game. But you do notice the ones that are out early. I mean, you go to different places. You go to Florida and Kentucky, and you go to different places, and you see really good. You know, Mississippi State has a very good student crowd, and so you notice those things. But I don't notice their antics during the game because I don't really see what's going on.
Coach, we were talking earlier about the young man from Station Camp who will be wearing the black and gold next season. But you know, in the bigger picture for this group, you got to really be excited about the future. It seems like each game I watch these guys, I think, man, you know, I don't know what will happen this season, but down the road, this core group that you've put together this season is really going to be something special.
Well, we hope it is, and that's what we're working towards, and that's, you know, I'm trying to keep my eye on that prize because, you know, as boring as it sounds, when I continually say our job is to just try to become as good as we can be and become the best team that we can be by the end of the season, because no matter what, going into next year and even the following years, that's what's going to help us the most. But you know, I think that we've got a good core of talent, and obviously that core is very young. You know, we're adding a guy next year that will probably be able to help us, and we feel confident that he will be able to. You know, I do think the future looks bright. That doesn't do a whole lot for tonight. But you know, we need to be as good as we can be right now, and I think we're trying to do that, obviously. But I'm with you, Kevin. I'm excited about this group. I'm excited about their future, and hopefully there are some great days ahead for us.